as international diplomacy with Iran over its nuclear program enters the next phase.
Iranians on the street are hopeful of the next round of nuclear talks between Iran and the P5 plus one group in Vienna, but they say Iran's cooperation has its limits.
I think it's illogical if we are the only one fulfilling the commitments. I believe they should gain our trust.
This question comes to the minds of Iranians. Why did US President Obama take its word back? Why? Obama should say why. Iranians will never give up their nuclear rights.
To tell you the truth, I had some trust in them. But after the recent agreement they signed in Geneva and took back the word, I don't think Iranians will trust them again. Not now. Not in 100 years.
Our people have lost their trust with the U.S. as they reached an agreement in Geneva last time, but they changed their word again, and now Iranians have more mistrust than before.
Just 3 months ago in Geneva, optimism followed the interim deal between Iran and the so-called P5 plus one, Britain, China, France, Russia, and the U.S. plus Germany. Iran agreed to confidence-building measures which included access to all nuclear facilities and a reduction of enrichment of uranium from 20% to 5%. The agreement went into effect on January 20th, giving limited sanctions relief to Iran and a six-month countdown during which the sides must negotiate a comprehensive deal. The optimism from Geneva has faded away, with excessive demands by US officials and signaling that the US is only willing to go so far.
We will defend our rights and we will not give in to the excessive demands of the U.S. The Americans should know that we will not take a small step back from our rights to peaceful nuclear technology under the framework of the NPT.
Iranian officials are optimistic of the talks. However, Iran's parliament speaker said, if they don't follow the means of diplomacy, they will not reach any results.
We don't see the negotiations in a negative way. These talks have passed initial stages and are entering the next round now. If they want to solve the nuclear issue through political means, it's possible, as we stated before. But if they bargain like a trader, I doubt the talks will go forward.
Iran's negotiating team, headed by Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, has arrived in Vienna for 3 days of negotiations set to begin on Tuesday. On the heels of his trip, Zarif said,
the problem is the lack of trust Iranian people feel towards the Western countries, especially the US, which date back to the past several decades.
Iran's foreign minister said these talks have given the West a chance to remove the mistrust. Pedram Khaledadi, Press TV, Tehran.